Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 59 degrees. Good morning. 01 hours. Mostly clear. 57 degrees. Morning, 02 hours. Clear. 59 degrees. Good morning, 03 hours. Clear. 64 degrees. Good morning, 0500 hours. Clear. 57 degrees. Good morning, 0600 hours. Partly cloudy. 54 degrees. Good morning, 0700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 54 degrees. Good morning, 0800 hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees. Good morning, 0900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 60 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Partly sunny. 77 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 79 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Partly sunny. 83 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. 82 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Cloudy. 82 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 78 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Rain, 73 degrees.
Bird Chunk, K8BZJ testing.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Rain, 66 degrees.
WAEMV.
Good evening, 2000 hours, 68 degrees.
Does anyone want to run the net? WSAU.
I propose you, Matt, KE8PWV.
All right, I guess since no one does, I will run it. Let's see. If we experience repeater failure again, I think we will switch over to the Arrow 14696 repeater. And so, just in case that happens, we'll be ready to do that. Anyhow, good evening. This is Matt, WSAU, with the, let's see, which night are we? U of M Sunday Night Net. That beats every Sunday night at 8 p.m. on this Michigan, and it's U of M repeater. This net is open to all amateurs. When checking in, please give your name and call sign. I will take mobile and portable stations first, then echolink stations, then followed by all other stations. Are there any mobile, portable, or short-time stations for the U of M Sunday Night Net? Please call now.
This is WAEMV Portable.
All right, I've got WAEMV. Any other mobile, portable, or short-time stations? All right, nothing heard. What do you have for us? Go ahead, WAEMV.
This is WAEMV. Well, I'm up in the shack, and as usual, looking around the mess here and thinking of all the things that I should be cleaning. But one of the things that's up here is a Kenwood R2000, which was my stepdad's, and I use it for shortwave listening from time to time. At one point a fuse blew, and I managed to recover it by getting a fuse from a member of the club. Was wondering if anyone had any comments on the radio restoration group. This might be a fun project to just, it's mostly working, but bringing it all the way up to full original quality might be a fun task. And I'd be happy to be part of that. This is WADMV, back to Matt.
We'll see if anyone's out there with the radio restoration group as we take more check-ins. I don't know that anyone of that group is on the net regularly. Yule sometimes is on the net, but I haven't heard him in a while. So it might be more effective to try emailing them. I believe there's a U of M group that they're all part of. That might be the best way to get a hold of them. Anyhow, let's see. Are there any echolink stations for the U of M? Sunday night, this is WSAU. Please call now.
This is Mike, KE8PWV.
All right, KE8PWV, any other echoing stations? All right, let's go ahead and take any and all stations for the U of M Sunday night. Please call now.
KETO, Don.
KEZJ, Mo.
I've got ETATO and KEZJ. Anyone else for the Aero Sunday, or U of M Sunday night guy? Alright, nothing heard. Let's go back up to KEPWV over Echo Link. What do you have for us, Mike? You'll be followed by TO.
Good evening, Matt, and a few others. Not too much going on. Got out a couple of times with the new NCOM. Shouldn't say the new, but the I think pretty much set to go. NCOM still having some issues with a Zygu 6100. Not sure if I'm getting out very strong or if it's my antenna set up, but I am getting out. Went out to a couple parks. Didn't successfully activate them because of time commitments, but nonetheless got out and got on the air. Not too much else going on. Nothing else. Oh, it seems like the last few days, I guess, when I was also trying to activate, the conditions were just terrible. But boy, where they happened yesterday, and I didn't get a chance to get on today, but it sounds like they were pretty busy too. So back to you, Matt. Thank you for picking up the net. KEPWV, back to you.
All right, thanks for that. Yeah, I don't know about the conditions now, but I know that there had been some solar events at the beginning of the week that were causing both, some lack of propagation on HF and some band openings and such on higher frequencies. Anyhow, up next is ACETO, and after that will be EZJ. Go ahead, Don.
Thanks, Matt. ACETO, Don. Well, I don't have a whole lot. I noticed last Thursday this U of M club had a very well attended build session. There would be a build the tape measure Yagis for direction finding fox hunting. I've got enough antennas, including enough poorly made tape measures. I decided not to build one. I stopped in though, and very good turnout. I'm guessing they might have had 30-40 people there, so that was good to see. I'm glad the club is active, and I don't really have anything else, so I'll hand it on back to ACATL.
All right, thanks. I thought about stopping by there on Thursday and possibly rebuilding one of my tape measure antennas that have elements that are pretty much all cracked where I've folded them to make them more compact for carrying. I ended up spending a bunch of time painting my house on Thursday, and by the time I was done with that, it was a little way to get up to North Campus. Anyhow, at the bottom of the list is KEPZJ. What do you have for us, Mo?
Good evening, guys. KEPZJ. Exciting day at my house. I picked up a sewing machine for the paltry sum of $15. I have all sorts of projects in mind. Other than that, it's been a quiet weekend, and I wish everybody a happy start to the week. Back to that.
All right, thanks. I've got my mom's sewing machine sitting around for probably a decade or so, and at least for the last year or two, I've been meaning to maybe a little bit more than that, sew up the rip in the cover for my grill, yet my grill is still uncovered, and the cover is still sitting in the post next to it. Anyhow, this is WSAU with the U of M Sunday Night Net. Are there any additional stations wishing to check in? Please call now. All right, I heard KBOAS. Why don't you go ahead and give it a try, John? You broke up about halfway through. If you got more power, if you can move a little bit, you might try that. Anyhow, go ahead, John.
Thanks, Matt. Yeah, I'm on a HD inside the house. I just kind of what Don and everybody else have been trying to turn on, I understand, for the antenna build. this past weekend. And Ed was mentioning about bringing a radio in for repair. Certainly, just write to the group and we'll get you on the schedule. That's your Matt, KB8OIS.
All right, thanks for that, John. Oh, and I would mention that KDTO and KDZJ's audio seems a little bit overdriven. I'm not sure. I suspect that was happening in the repeater somewhere, but it seemed like the gain was a little high on those. Anyhow, we're at the bottom of the list again. Are there any additional stations wishing to check in to the QM sending out that phone out? All right, nothing heard. This is WSAU bringing the of them Sunday night net to a close. Looks like we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 check-ins with net control. Thanks to everyone that checked in, and to U of M for the use of the U of M club for the use of the repeater. And looks like we had time of let's see, about 11 minutes here. We started about 2 minutes late. This is WSAU. I'm going to be QSY to the RFC net. What model Kenway that was, I'm a little curious if that's an old receive only, that's like the receive section of a old hybrid radios or something like that.
Thanks, Matt. Yeah, it's a Kenwood R2000, 1980s approximately. I think it's all transistors and no tubes, and it may very well be the receive side of a transmit only thing, but I've never seen the transmitter part. But it's a portable in the sense that it has a carrying handle for it, and it can stand on its end, so it could easily fit either flat on a desktop or tilted up for looking at it, or sideways relative to the controls to hold it to things. So it's a nice rig. There's just a few things that are flickery, and I think the antenna circuitry probably needs a look at things, and maybe it's just a matter of me talking to someone who knows what all the controls do to get a better sense for things. Okay, back to you, Matt. This is WADMP.
Yeah, it's possible that the receive side of it could just need alignment, too, although I would probably make sure you know what you're doing, and have tried setting everything up properly before you start actually adjusting stuff. But it wouldn't be super uncommon for stuff to drift in the key section or something like that, and the receive sensitivity go down because it's not aligned right. What I meant is that it sounds like it's probably one of their, I was asking if it was one of their, transceivers that they just removed that transmit section out of, like that was a pretty common thing for them to do. But if it's 80s, it's probably more like the transceiver that was my grandfather's that I have that was probably like mid-80s or so.
Yeah, mid-80s or so sounds like about the right timing for it, because I remember it from when I was in high school. Kenwood R2000 rig pick says 1982 to 1992. So, it's got a user manual, a server manual, and rig picks. It's got the various sort of selective stuff that you might want. It'll do single sideband reception. It'll do CW. It's got a CW narrow option with an optional filter that I've never found. It'll do VHF receive with an optional VHF device that will pick up things. So there's some versatility to it, but like I say, I'm not convinced that I've always used it exactly the way it's supposed to be used. WADMP.
Yeah, that was pretty common with rigs of that era, that there were mechanical filters you could buy as options that you could put in for like narrower receive bandwidth and things like that. I think it's F, you were saying FM section, VHF section, is an add-in board. That's a little less common, but a lot of Kenwood stuff had things like that too. But now that I'm looking at a picture of it, it looks like it's was designed as a standalone receiver. It doesn't look like they just took the transceiver and removed the receive section, which I've seen on some other rigs. Although speaker being front-firing looks like that's a great idea. That's usually kind of the Achilles heel of most of the transceivers, is they put the receiver in the, or the speaker in the top of it, and then the, you know, the audio is not going in the direction, high-frequency audio is not going in the direction of the person that's trying to listen to it.
Yeah, the audio coming out of it is pretty good once I tune it, but I'm convinced from my other antennas that I just don't have the right antenna receive configuration for this, and probably half the battle is just getting some suggestions on receive antennas. I've got a long wire that's, I've learned from experience, needs to be not near power cords, but it's kind of an old wire, so at some point it just breaks at various points, so I don't really know. All right, I'm going to TSY as well to the RPCnet. That's on 523. No, that's on 515. We're on 523 right now. And I'll talk to various folks there as well. WDMV, QSY.
All right, talk to you later. Yeah, it's a good, the problem with wire antennas is they don't do so well with the 50 ohm input unless you do something to match them. So, you know, if it's looking for 50 ohms on the input, a lot of times if you just connect a long wire to it, it won't work so well, especially if there's a piece of coax involved in there somewhere. Anyhow, I'm going to QSY to the RPCnet. Well, this is WSHU. I can tell me 3 to Ed, and I'm QSY to 515.
Whiskey 8 Alpha Whiskey Tango from Whiskey 8 Echo Mike Victor.
WACNV, WACAWC, hard copy.
Copy 100%, but it's a little bit rough. I don't know if this is the best repeater or not. The other one that's easy for me to hit is the Aero repeater, if you have good luck there.
Oh no, let's try it. I'm on my handy copy this time around. I decided it would be easier than doing my mobile for my base station this time. I can probably head over to the base station, but let's try it on my handheld here.
Sounds good. I'm on a handheld as well. This is always a challenge, which repeater to go to. I'll see you on 696, the error repeater. W8AWT from W8EMD. It's just about out of battery, so I'm going to keep this super short. I found a W8AWTradio@gmail.com address for you. If that's good, you should have a message in that inbox now.
Yeah, that works just fine. I will check that one. I will check that one. Which one could you hear me better on, this machine or the 515?
I can hear you better on the 515.
Okay, so just so you know, you were so quiet in the background as well. I'll let you go so you can charge your handheld, but I will check that email and I'll send you one back.
Very good. 73, WAVMV clear.
Good evening, 21 hours, cloudy, 68 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, cloudy, 68 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 67 degrees.